Good morning, everybody. It's Mr. Lane here with today's Tuesday English News Report. And one of the themes I like to talk about when I'm reading out these articles from newspapers is health, because I think health is a very important thing for everyone. And today's story is about how Hong Kong people must basically look after themselves and lead healthier lives. So, long as increasing longevity keeps Hong Kongers at or close to the top of global level expectancy rankings year after year, healthier lifestyles remain a hard sell. That is not to say we do not heed medical warnings to abstain from or cut down harmful habits, as opposed to acting on advice about healthy habits. The Department of Health's latest annual behavioral risk survey for 2014 shows that over 10 years, the rate of heavy drinking, consuming at least 5 cans or glasses of alcohol at one sitting, dropped from 10.2% to 6.8% of the population, while the smoking rate dropped from 15.7% to 10%. While those figures are testament to the effectiveness of powerful public health messages, the survey showed that we have done little else over the decade to cut our risk of developing cancer and other lifestyle diseases by heeding advice on diet and exercise. Lack of exercise contributed to the 39% of overweight adults, those with a body mass index of 23 or above. Indeed, more than 60% of the sample size of 2,000 respondents aged 18 to 64 did not meet the World Health Organization recommendation of at least 150 minutes of moderate or 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity a week. The rate of consumption of fruit and vegetables, which reduces the rate of chronic disease, has barely moved against the department's benchmark over the 10 years. It recommends people eat at least 5 servings a day. 81% failed to do so last year, compared with 82.3% in 2004. To put these patterns into perspective, the number of cancer deaths in the 10 years to 2013 bucked the overall longevity trend, rising by 18%, or 1.4% a year, and accounted for nearly 1 in 3 of 43,399 deaths in 2013. The WHO says a healthy lifestyle would prevent at least one-third of all cancer cases. The department is to be commended for launching a campaign to promote healthier living. Hopefully, when combined with a colorectal cancer screening program to be launched by the end of the year, it will raise awareness of prevention through behavioral change. Okay, so the message is, even though people in Hong Kong are living a long time, you still have to lead healthy lifestyles and eat lots of fruit and veg. Okay, we've got Hertz Hui from 4C, and he's about to give you his opinion of this article.
Without health, wealth is just nothing. A healthy lifestyle is really essential for a long life. For me, I do many things to keep myself healthy. I do physical exercises and sports like running, football, and rugby every week to keep my body fit, but also to have a good time with my mates. Doing sports and having fun with my mates is good for my mental health and release pressure. Other than doing exercises regularly, I also have a healthy diet. I try to avoid eating junk food and drinking fizzy soft drinks because I know they are very bad for my health. I drink 8 glasses of water every day in order to make me feel fresh and energized. Moreover, I try to keep my sleeping cycle healthy. I make sure I sleep over 8 hours, but not 9 hours a day, because sleeping helps protect my health, my mental health, and makes me feel energetic every day. In conclusion, I think having a healthy lifestyle is very important for our health, but it's never an easy job.
Thank you, Hertz. That's very good. Would you just help me now and repeat these words from the vocabulary box? Okay, the first word is heed.
Heed.
Longevity.
Longevity.
Global.
Abstain.
Testament.
Decade.
Vigorous.
Consumption.
Chronic. And
prevent.
Okay, thanks very much, that's very good of you. Now, remember that today the English room is open. You can come from about 12 o'clock. You can have your lunch there, and you can check your answers to the above exercise, and also just have some fun. So remember, the English cafe is open. Come and check your answers, get free coffee, hot chocolate, Milo, and generally have a good time. Thank you very much. Goodbye.